Okay, last night I spoke to the Minister, Edwin Poots. It was late last night, and obviously it was before today's show and today's calls for him to resign. Let's have a listen to what he said.
Well, I was expressing concern that they were moving away from transforming your care. In terms of its implementation, I have become aware over the last 24, 48 hours just of how poorly that has been handled and the distress that has been caused to elderly people. And I indicated to you the last time we sat down that the last thing that I wanted to see was elderly people in tears, and that appears to be the case, not just from people who have been on TV, but also for people who haven't been on TV, and that causes me annoyance, it causes me concern.
When I left you, I drove straight to Jean Faulkner, and I experienced what you then saw. Can I hear from your gut how you felt when you saw her?
Nobody wants to see an older person distressed. Nobody wants to see anybody distressed, but particularly an older person. And people like Jean Faulkner and the other residents in the home have given so much to us over the years. The last thing that I would want to see is those people being hurt, distressed. And I can see that is the case.
You believe it?
Well, I had to believe it because I could see it in Jean, I could see it in her face, and I could see it in what she was saying. So I have no issue with believing her.
How did that happen?
Well, somebody got it wrong, and somebody got a message and passed it to people in a way which has caused them annoyance and distress.
But you're to blame here, surely, because you didn't need to see Jean Faulkner to know that the trusts had proposed closing all of their homes. And when you and I sat down, by that stage, the announcement was made that they proposed to close all of their homes. Now you're reeling back today.
Well, in terms of the trust deciding to close the homes, that was certainly a course of work and a course of action that they had taken without my authority. I'm very much of the opinion that we do need to take control of this situation.
You need to take control.
I have been unhappy with what I've seen over the course of the last few days. And I don't intend that to be the case for older people as we look forward.
Some people might be saying he's passing the buck as much as he can onto the trusts. Are you prepared to say you got some of this wrong, given what your position was yesterday?
Well, my position hasn't changed in this. In that I don't think that it was right in the first instance to go down the route of proposing to close all of the homes. And as a consequence of that decision, it was inevitably going to cause distress to older people. Had the Trust stayed rigidly with what I believe was in transforming your care, and that was looking at closing 50% or more of homes over a 3 to 5 year period, we wouldn't have caused this distress to the elderly population, and that's why I'm somewhat annoyed that we have moved away from what Transforming Your Care actually proposed.
How annoyed?
I'm annoyed enough to call the trust together to express that annoyance, and to tell them very clearly that what they're doing has been mishandled and wrong. First of all, older people have been distressed and they shouldn't have been distressed in that way.
An embarrassing situation for you and a weak situation for you even into the future, Minister, that you needed the media to tell you what was going on within your trusts. And that's still the case right now. You would not have known about this but for the media, because your trusts weren't telling you.
Obviously, this was played on television and it was played on radio, and I became aware of it on this occasion through the media.
But I'm not trying to seek. I'm really genuinely not trying to seek any glory. This is a bigger point. This is that we now learn from staff, that there were many old people in floods of tears, distraught. And when it came to your attention and it was in the public domain, you still didn't know days later that was happening. And the trusts were still doing media interviews saying we care about older people. And nobody was telling you. Nobody was telling the public, and nobody was admitting to the journalists that this was happening. Now, do you think that's fair comment from me?
Well, certainly I didn't get a paper saying that there was a huge degree of distress caused within the trust.
So what does that say about your trust?
Why they weren't aware if it caused the level of distress that appears to be the case, why they weren't aware of it, why they didn't handle it better, why their social workers teams...
Did you tell the chief executive of the Northern Trust today that you had no confidence in him? Did you move him?
No, I didn't tell him that I had no confidence in him.
So you would have kept him there?
No, in terms of the Northern Trust, Sean Donaghy took over that role some 3 years ago. And he took over a very difficult role, and there is a lot of progress required in that trust, and progress wasn't as good as we would like to have been. And we believe that we do need to have a different direction. And we think that it was good to relieve Sean of the stress and the pressure of that task.
Relieve him of the stress and the pressure within 24 hours of this coming to light. Did you sack him?
This decision has got nothing whatsoever to do with the old people's homes, the residential homes.
Why not?
This decision...
So you saw what was happening within the trust and you wanted to leave him there?
No, this decision predated that. This is to do with the emergency departments and other issues around the Northern Trust. It wasn't to do with how they handled the residential care.
Did you, in the wider context then, did you tell him to go or did he ask to leave?
There was a discussion and we came to a mutual arrangement whereby Sean is moving to another position within the Health and Social Care Board.
Let's come back to the residents. What happens now, Minister, to the likes of Jean Faulkner and those other residents? Are you prepared to reassure them that this policy of closing their home is suspended?
I'm prepared to reassure people that we will get back to transforming your care and the proposals that are within transforming your care, which isn't 100% closure of residential homes over a very short period of time.
But you need a clean slate here. In order to send a clear message to these elderly people, are you prepared to say this to them? That you're prepared to start again? That anything they've been told up to now is cleared? And that they will receive a new meeting and they will be told a new message, whatever that is?
Well, what I am prepared to make very, very clear to them is that there is no done deals. There is no homes that are closing without there being a proper consultation exercise taking place and without the views of the residents, of the staff, of the relatives, of others being taken into account. I want to see people living in the best possible circumstances. I don't want to have half a dozen people sharing the same toilet and bathroom. I want to see people having a degree of independence and I want to see better care in general for the elderly. But I want that to be implemented in a way which doesn't cause distress to the likes of Jean Faulkner or indeed any other older person in any of the residential homes.
I asked you about the research into mortality rates. You quoted Northern Ireland research. Your department can't find it. And John Compton says it doesn't exist.
In terms of research, you looked at a course of research that was done in the UK and GB. And that research indicated that there was from 0% to a third mortality. What the evidence that we have in Northern Ireland is that we have handled things up until this point in a way which has ensured that there hasn't been high levels of mortality. And what I indicated to you was that I wanted to ensure that we were looking at 0% mortality.
Are you going to walk away from this brief? Is it too much? Have you considered that over the last 24 hours?
No, I haven't considered it.